football on off the ball.
So that's also not healthy. It's great for the Premier League, but it's probably bad for the rest of the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Seba going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line, try from Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78, the final Red 78 for this season. Unfortunately, after Munster go out on their shield against the Sharks, an epic game in South Africa. We'll dig all the way through that. We'll talk about Crampgate and we'll look back on the season as a whole on this episode of the Red 78. My name is Rory O'Hagan from Off The Ball, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to wrap it all up. Quinny, Fiona, how are you guys?
Good, Rory. I'm still not over that defeat at the weekend. I went out to JJA Bowls. The whole pub was on the edge of their seats. It was unbelievable atmosphere, to be honest. It's probably the best game I've watched in a bar in a long time. But, oh, so close.
Heartbreak, I know. Heartbreak. Absolute heartbreak. Everyone was on the edge of their seats watching this game on Saturday evening. Quinny, how are you, sir, after all this?
Yeah, I'm good. Obviously, it's a disappointing end, but at least they showed the passionate fight to stay in it. I think it was the one fixture out of the quarterfinals, wasn't it, that people were outside of Munster were saying this could be the surprise package. But four home wins in the quarterfinals and. You know, the top four seeds are gone through and Munster gave it everything, but ultimately that little bit of quality and control and the scrum, of course, let them down. But it was disappointing, but look, I think they showed great fight and they have to be commended for that.
Yeah, certainly can't fault the effort from the Munster lads in South Africa on Saturday. Lots of comments reaching us, Fiona, kind of reflecting that.
Yeah, look, and thanks again. Last one of the season, I'll read out a few here. We have Keane McGibney. He's always in with a good few positive ones. The high point would be an away win to La Rochelle. It was a tough, tight season and occasion. The departure of Roundtree has an impact, but Ian Costello did well along with his coaching team. Here's hoping 25-26 will bring more consistent performances in the league and the Champions Cup. We've Mark Connolly. My take are as follows. One, no shame in our exits from URC and EPC. Two, played some lovely rugby this year. Three, La Rochelle, a serious result. Four, credit due to the interim management. Feel sorry for Prendy not getting the main gig. New head coach looks good. And six, signings from Leinster look good too. All positive there. I'll read John Sibilis. Another disaster of a season. We'll come back in October for more of the same until we eventually fall off the twig. It's hard work being a Munster supporter, but it's who we are. And we'll finish on Stephen Davies. 32 points away at Northampton, 29 points at Bordeaux without a line out at the time. Draw away to the Sharks after 100 minutes and an away win at La Rochelle. Hopefully Macmillan can bring in one or two forwards as a forwards coach. Big thanks to all involved this season for the enjoyment.
Yeah, certainly a lot to dig our teeth into there. And we'll start with that incredible 100 minutes in South Africa. Finished Munster 24, Sharks 24 after 80 minutes and 100 minutes. And Munster, unfortunately, losing out in the place-kicking contest. Can you try and sum that one up for us? It was a terrific Munster performance. Certainly plenty of heart and plenty of desire and from Munster on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I think the heart and the passion and the work rate was terrific. I don't think the performance was terrific. I think if you look back at the game and analyse it, there's certain areas and parts that they could have been better at. I think they managed the game very well in the first half and started really brightly. You know, the try from Calvin Nash, great kick from Jack Crowley. Penalty that Jack Crowley misses. You know, significant, obviously, in a very tight game. And it's one that's not kind of, it's not one out of the touchline that's really, really difficult. You just expect to get him to get it all day long. It happens, that sport. I think there was times and moments in the game where Munster probably could have been a bit more ambitious and accurate in what they were doing, particularly when they were controlling the game quite well in that first half. And I think, look, the Sharks were always going to come back, and just before halftime, they had that 10 minutes of a lot of pressure, and Munster were hanging on there. Defensively, the work rate was just unbelievable. If you think back to that Tadhg Murn intercept from Hendricks off the base of a ruck, you just had that feeling that Munster were right in this. And look, I think, yeah, I'm not trying to be overcritical here. I think you're coming up against a side with 12 starting internationals, the power and strength that they were able to bring off the bench around in the front row. It told its own story, didn't it, with the scrum in the second half. So I think it was like a boxing match. You know, it was Munster won the first few rounds. The Sharks came back and leveled it up. So it was quite even. Maybe Munster ahead a round or two to start of that second half. But then the Sharks started to win those rounds and started to land those blows, really. And credit to Munster, they stayed standing. You know, they didn't get knocked out. They kept fighting and battling, and physically it's just incredible the strength that the Sharks have and the depth they have. You know, they're bringing on the front row, brought on of Nkunku and Bata and Jacobs. They did untold damage to that Munster scrum. So very easy to drop the heads there. And even when the Sharks went ahead, and the 73rd minute, when Bata scored a try, you know, you think that's it, 24, 21. They get the penalty and Conor Murray kicks it to level the game. Yeah, it was an incredible effort from the team, and you'd have to be very proud of them. They should be very proud of their efforts. But I just think they're, you know, after Dermot Kilgallen scores a try in 61 minutes, gets a bit of good fortune, and Pimpy slips. Munster go 21-10 up. You think, wow, 19 minutes to go in this game. By the time he's a kick, it's 18 minutes to go. Can they manage that period well? Right from the kickoff, they give away a penalty. Sharks kick into the corner. Munster hold them up. Very harsh penalty given against Munster. I thought they held up them all. They go again to the corner. Munster stop them again. They have to play it infield. A couple of scrums. Could have been a penalty try from the scrum, and then eventually they get over with Fassie and on 63 and 68 minutes. So Munster defending there for probably 6, 7 minutes, and it all comes from the kickoff. Really frustrating if you're a coach when that happens. There's blocking there, and they give away a penalty because, you know, ideally when you score, you win a kickoff and you try and just get back down the field a little bit. It takes a little bit out of the opposition. Probably from the kickoff again, Munster kick it long. There's a bit of kick tennis going on. Calvin Nash wins a great ball in the air from a box kick, and Munster get the ball back. I think Alex Nankivell gives a pass on 70 minutes, which is shocking, really. It's a really poor decision. It's a poor execution, and I think from then on in, that's where all the trouble starts. From that scrum, the Sharks play a couple of phases. They end up getting another penalty, which again was a very harsh penalty. I think Mike Adamson, the referee, said that Gavin Coombs needs to clear the runway, nowhere near the ball, nowhere stopping, preventing anybody, Sharks player, from clearing it out. Tom Farrell was on the ball. Really harsh penalty. And they kick into the corner. The line-out throw, I think, is dubious. It's possibly crooked. Tadhg Murn goes up beside Buthelezi at the back, and it's not given. Esterhazy charges over Jack Crowley, and then Mbata makes a carry, and it's a try. And then, you know, I think back to that. It sticks out with me, and I don't want to be. It's not my intention to. Everybody makes mistakes and decisions. I did it myself in the field, but I just think that pass from Alex Nankivell in 70 minutes, there was space on the edge for sure. Mapimpi comes up and he blocks off the passing channel. But you could see him winding up with the pass, and it was 2 yards forward. And it was a moment there where Munster need to build a few phases, hold on to the ball, get into the 73rd, 74th minute, have a bit of territory down that dead end of the field. And look, I'm sure he knows it. I think he knew it straight away, and it was very costly because from that forward space pass, in 73 minutes, and Bata scoring the try. So there's about 12 minutes there of poor management from Munster. And look, I get it, fatigue, concentration, they're worn out, the scrum is capitulating. It is difficult, but I think if Munster had another match next week and it was a league game, they'd be looking at that and they'd be highlighting some points there that they could have been better and need to be better. But it kind of sums up the up and down part of the season. There were so many good things in the game from Munster, and I certainly don't want to take away from that. But I just think they had the game, they put such an effort into it, and it was just some good decision making could have got them over the line here. In the end, Conor Murray kicks the penalty. They go into extra time. They're getting battered, aren't they, for 20 minutes? But they're phenomenal in never giving up. And I think you have to build something on that for next year. And, they showed great spirit and collective work rate amongst the players. But yeah, that piece, that those 12 minutes frustrated me a lot. And there was times, and maybe I'm wrong, that I just felt if Munster actually. When you look at the Josh Witcherly try, maybe the ball was slippy, conditions were difficult, it was greasy, but maybe we should have been a bit braver and went for a little bit more of that, because the Sharks were quite compressed and they shoot out of the line a little bit. So, yeah, I think the lineout's 100%, which is Munster only had nine lineouts, and that was the problem all year. But look, we knew last week, even speaking, everybody knew going into this game, when you play any South African team, they're going to test your scrum time. And for the majority of the game, Munster did quite well in the scrum. It was just the end part when that fatigue started to set in, and their impact off the bench was very significant. So yeah, this disappointing end, but I think the fear for any team going to South Africa is that you don't stand up physically, and if you don't, you're under pressure. But Munster did, and in fairness, they deserve massive credit. And I actually think the players were quite frustrated because they were right in that game, and the stats will show, and that probably changed dramatically in the second half. Possession 60%, territory 64% of the Sharks. Defenders beaten 45 as opposed to 17 for Munster. Munster gave away 13 penalties in the game. There was probably four or five of them at scrum time. Sharks only gave away six. Did almost double in car double the carries. Same in passes, and probably the significant one, which doesn't. So wouldn't surprise anyone, is 525 meters, post contact meters. Munster at 219. When you're getting up into the 500s, you're winning those collisions. And look, I get it, and absolutely, it's not a surprise because there's so many big, powerful men. And even more so, the credit to Munster for hanging on in there and actually making those tackles or coming up with big turnovers or. It was phenomenal effort. Yeah. So that's my summation of it. Probably frustrating, but very proud of the effort they put in.
How do you feel, Fiona, when you look back at it?
Look, yeah, I know. Look, they're gonna, if you're reviewing the game, they're gonna be very disappointed, especially what Quinny spoke about, those areas with that many minutes remaining, that game management. But certainly from my perspective, I was nothing but proud watching how they threw themselves around the place. When you look at turnovers, 21, I think the Sharks had turnovers, and it was Munster's pressure, their decision making at ruck time. Yes, they knew they were going to be losing meters sometimes, in those big challenges, big hits, and big carries. But I thought Munster's decision making around putting pressure on the Sharks' ruck was excellent. Very unfortunate. I was actually wondering, I don't know if Quinny's the same, were they going to kick up the line and try and go for the win? I knew Murray had it in the bank to get the kick, but I was wondering, will they really go for the win here and kick up the line? But look, it was obviously the last, so you'd say maybe they could have, but I think when that Conor Murray kicked that ball over, you just felt something was brewing, and so unfortunate. And look, even when it went to extra time, the Sharks players were out in their legs as well. They're the one that kicked the ball right out at the end, and you could see all the players, everybody was barely moving around the pitch. It was a strange thing to watch the last 2 minutes of that extra time. You can just see how exhausting it is. But certainly I thought there was some huge performances. Kilgannon was immense. Nash, there was a couple of times, but aerial wise, I thought everyone in that back three, Haley came on and made a difference. Probably Takir Abrahams, actually a little bit disappointed with him. I thought he would have had a big influence on the game, but he just couldn't seem to find a space. But physically, defense, monster attitude. Going into this game against all those Springboks, I think, yes, you're disappointed as a Munster fan, but I can't be anything other than proud at what I saw out there.
Yeah, certainly. Pride is a feeling a lot of Munster fans have expressed following that Munster performance on Saturday. We have to talk about Kramke, guys, in the penalty kicking contest or the place kicking contest. Great drama, first off, with the place kicking contest to decide the game. But Jaden Hendricks, when he has become a pantomime villain for Munster fans following this. Look, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Razzy Rasmus posted a photograph of Hendricks' leg. It looked genuinely like he had cramp. However, Hendrikse milked it to last.
Well, he knew where he was lying down as well. We all
Yeah.
have, he cramped further on. Anyway, go on,
He knew
Quinny.
what he was doing, Quinny, didn't he?
Look, I believe he would have had, I think he had cramp. He could have moved away. It was gamesmanship, a little bit unsavory to say the least. I'd probably more of a problem with him giving Jack Crowley verbals after him taking his first kick. And I think that's been forgotten a lot in this. If you had two penalty takers in soccer and someone goes up, takes the first penalty, he doesn't turn around and start shouting across to the next taker from the opposition. Mike Adamson picked him up on that. It must have been something fairly cynical is the wrong word. Probably he must have been fairly vocal in what he was saying to Jack Crowley because the referee intervened there and said that he won't allow him to take another penalty if he does that again. So yeah, that's, and I know people, a lot of people will say, yeah, it happens in the game, and I would have had verbals in games with different guys, the heat of the moment, the Peter O'Mahony, Sam Kane one. There's a lot of South African comments in a lot of articles about that stuff and Munster are crying, but it's just it's just not, it wasn't nice to see. I think what so I'm focusing on the first one. You don't turn around and start saying something unsavory to somebody when they're about to take a kick themselves. He did that. The referee picked it up. We don't even know exactly what he said. Then the second time they go around, he gets alleged cramp. It looked like from the picture, yes, that his calf was cramping up. I think he could have moved to the side a little bit more. And the referee should have controlled that situation a bit better. Jack Crowley, gets involved. Initially, he was saying, I'm fine, I'm just going to take the kick. And then there was obviously something said with one of the medics, and you don't want to see that. Rory Scannell takes his second kick, and he turns to where the Sharks team and staff are, and they're obviously shouting and screeching at him as well. So yeah, it wasn't nice to see. It doesn't really, I don't, it obviously didn't affect the outcome because Rory Scannell had missed that first one, and Jack Crowley got his kick. So probably not nice to see, but look, I think it's done now, and if that's the way they want to behave, that's fine. There's a little bit of a nasty edge to that, and it wasn't nice to see at that point. But for me, it's not a big drama. I think it's the better team won the game in the end. I think the Sharks, for Munster to have got through that, it would have been not a robbery, but it would have been an incredible effort as regards getting the result. But I just think the second half, the way that played out, and the way Munster were hanging on a little bit, And massive credit to them for that. But I just think in the end, the best team probably ended up going through in a lottery situation, really, with penalties. And it was just so unfortunate for Rory Scandal. But yeah, what Jaden Hendrickson did wasn't nice. And he doesn't care. Sharks don't care. They're posting stuff on their social media. And that's fine. Just let them off. That's the way it goes. And let's see if they can back it up this week against the Bulls. Maybe they can. They're a very powerful team. And there's a derby match there. So that could go either way. But yeah, it probably wasn't nice to see. And yeah, there's a bit of, a lot of talk about it.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we'll name our star of the season and review some more of the season as a whole, you can become an Off the Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off the Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot,